The reading today is from Joshua chapter 2. Joshua has taken over from Moses as the leader of God's people in the promised land, and they are beginning the task of taking the land. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent out two spies from Shittim. "Go look over the land," he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab: "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they've come to spy out the whole land." But the woman who had taken the two men and hidden them, she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they'd come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You might catch up with them." But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax that she laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We've heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard it, our hearts sank and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death." "Our lives for your lives," the man assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she'd said to them, "Go to the hills so that the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, then go on your way." The men said to her, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land you've tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you brought your father, mother, your brothers and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell us what we are, if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear." "Agreed," she replied. "Let it be as you say." So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So this summer, we've been thinking about being brave. Can anyone remember who was first of our brave people? David. I need a David. I need someone tall and handsome and male. And someone called David. John. Brilliant. Well done, mate. Although technically, according to the story, David wasn't much of a looker at this stage. So, you know. 5 smooth stones. Do you know why David took 5 smooth stones? It wasn't because he thought he was going to miss. It's because Goliath had 4 brothers. There's faith for you. He didn't take 5 stones because he thought he'd need 5 to kill Goliath. He took 5 stones because he knew he'd need another 4 to deal with the others when they came for him. David was brave because he knew that God would fight the battle for him. Is that going to deal with a giant in armor? Yes, if God's fighting the battles. Who was next? Can you remember who was next? Esther, I need someone pretty. No, George, sorry. I need someone pretty. Lily, come on. Stand next to John. Your Majesty. Go on. Esther was brave because she knew that God had put her in the right place at the right time to save her people. She was the only person who could do it, and she risked her life in order to share the news of the plot against God's people. Who was next? No, Daniel was last week, wasn't he? Elijah. I need someone scruffy looking. George, you're on, mate. Yeah, he had a staff. Go and stand next to Esther. And he was a prophet. He was someone who spoke out the words of God. So I have a microphone. Because he'd have had a microphone if he'd been around. Elijah was brave, even when he thought he was the only one left. Thanks, Angie. Even when he thought he was the only one left fighting for God, still he fought, even when he thought, I've had enough of this. Who was next? Ruth. I need a Ruth. I need some BFFs. I need an older lady and a younger BFF. Oh. Who's going to be Ruth? Oh, Emily. Oh, you're Mara. You're Mara. Ruth chose to love Naomi, Mara, she called herself. She'd had a dreadful time. Ruth chose to love Naomi. She went with Naomi because love required it of her. She was brave and left her home and all her people and became one of God's people because love demanded it of her. And she became part of Jesus' family tree. Who's next? Daniel. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. I need a Daniel. Well volunteered there, Joshua. Oh, look. Lunch, lovies. There we are.
Shut up.
Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel was brave because he knew that God was God and he would not worship anyone else, even when, like Esther, it risked him his life. We have David, who is brave because he knew that God would win his battles. We have Esther, who was brave because she knew that God had put her in the right time, in the right place at the right time, to do what only she could do. We had Elijah, who was brave, even when he thought he was on his own. We have Ruth, who was brave because she went to a different land because love required it. We had Daniel, who was brave, who risked being eaten by lions because he knew that God was God and he wasn't going to worship anyone else. And so who was today? Rahab. I'm not going to say any more about Rahab's profession. Because it's a bit, I really feel for Rahab, you know. Because whenever I said this summer I was going to preach about Rahab today, everyone went, oh, how are you going to do that with the kids around? Well, I'm not going to mention it. It's like poor Thomas. You know Thomas, one of the 12, the one who knelt in front of Jesus and said, my Lord and my God, the first of the disciples to call Jesus God What do we call him? Doubting Thomas. Can you imagine that? For all eternity, people are going to walk up to him in heaven and go, oh, you're Doubting Thomas. He's like, oh, once. You don't call him Denying Peter, do you? You don't call him Runaway Mark, do you? So we're not going to mention what Rahab did. Very interesting that that's where the men went. Let's not go there. Rahab was brave. So I need a volunteer for a Rahab, really. Oh, no candles. Right, okay, sorry. Thought he was volunteering for a moment. Thank you. Rahab was brave because she was prepared to change sides. Rahab was prepared to be persuaded that the Lord was God. And she needed to do something about that. That's a really brave decision to take. It's brave like Ruth was brave walking away from her own people. But Rahab risked death, like Esther, like Daniel. She was brave because she came to know and believe and trust that the Lord was God. And that required her to act. Not to do what she wanted to do, but to do what she knew she had to do. You could call it enlightened self-interest, I'd call it brave. So this summer we thought about six different people who were brave, who knew that God would win their battles, who knew they were where God had put them, who knew even if they were alone, they had to do what God wanted them to do, who knew that love required them to act, who knew that God was God and they would worship him only, and who were prepared to turn around and change their whole life in order to follow where God called them to go. Where do you need to be brave? Who do you connect with in our brave lineup? Where do you think you are? Maybe you're the person that God's put in this place. Maybe you feel like you're on your own. Maybe you feel like you just need to swap sides. Turn it all around and start again. Maybe love is telling you that you have to do something. Or maybe you just need to take a stand, like David and Daniel. But if you need to be brave, then let's pray. Father God, we need to be brave. You know what each person has thought in their hearts and in their minds as I've been talking. And would you help them and encourage them? Would you fill them with your Holy Spirit so they can be brave? Brave, whether they're going back to school or work after the break. Brave if they're heading off somewhere new. Father, would you help them to be like Moses and Joseph, Daniel, Esther, Rahab and Ruth, like David, Elijah, Noah and the rest of the team? Would you help them to be giants of faith? In your name, amen.